This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hello and welcome into the G-Bag Nation for the final time this year, ladies and gentlemen. Great to have you in. Eric Chiafalo, the Super Bowl champion, Brian Broaddus, and the return of Lucius Alexander. Just in the nick of time to send you into the new year the right way. We'll have Will Chambers pinch hitting in the 4 o'clock hour. He might be, I mean, he could already be in the bag a little bit. I mean, yeah, New Year's maybe. Will Chambers, that's a different animal.
You're right. I think Hagee was talking about he might have a tux on. There's not a better dressed member of this station than Will Chambers. You could go through. He's like a suit model.
Yeah, you know, he is. Yeah, he is.
He's one of those guys that's kind of embarrassed to say this. He could buy the clothes off the rack and, you know, like it, and it's going to fit.
He's not trying them on.
No, he puts on the 40 short jacket, you know, where you and I have to like, oh, that doesn't really fit well. Maybe have to tailor this up.
Yeah.
Especially me, you know, but Will's like, he's buying it right off the rack.
Throw it on. Let's go.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a guy who knows how to party. And it's a New Year's party here in the G-Bag Nation. And man, I'll tell you what, yesterday felt like a bit of a party. Yeah. I'm still recovering from yesterday. You were so deep in your bag yesterday. Broaddus reading the texts for the first time in like 6 years.
6 years. I've never did a whole show. And listen, I want to say thank you to the folks that didn't completely go after me on some stuff.
By and large, it was a good time, right?
It was a really good time because there's been times where the text has been up when I'm getting ready. You know, like I'm kind of like Lucius when I take it, wipe down the area and make sure everything's okay with the cleanliness of it. And then the text is up and it's like, yeah, Broaddus, you're a bag of, you know, and I'm like, okay, this is going to be one of these days.
One of my favorite things that happens almost daily is when you get into your broadcast position, you pull up to the desktop, the previous host had the text up, and you go and click the X button, and you say, bye, effers.
Yeah, bye. You kind of call me out. You're not wrong.
I love that so much.
I'll do it in the voice track. I go, bye, effers.
It is so good, man. It is so good. But we are back to regular broadest programming today.
Yeah.
He will not be looking at the text. I will relay as much as I possibly can.
You'll draw me off sides for sure. I know what's about to happen.
You know, you never know. You never know what we got up our sleeves here. Yeah. But we do have 5 hours of fun for you.
Man, I'm excited about you and the Canes tonight.
I am too.
I'm excited for your uncle. You know, your uncle came all the way from Florida for this one. You know, I tell you what, that's cool when you get to be a part of, like, your family gets to go out there and kind of take in the game. Man, I'm pulling for you guys. Seriously.
It'd be a fun upset.
I think it'd be great to sit there and maybe you guys get on the news just like as those Ohio State fans are just kind of streaming out of there, and you're just taunting every one of them.
We're throwing up the U.
Yeah.
We're going belt to ass on the trash cans at AT&T Stadium, Michael Irvin style.
Yeah.
And he says, he's like, that's his thing. Like, he's got that. He's got it ready to go. He apparently reached out to some of the Ohio State alumni because, I mean, Miami does a really great job of getting the former players to be on the sideline.
They get them involved. Yeah.
And it's like, there's Michael Irvin. There's Edrin James.
Yeah.
There's Andre Johnson. There's Ray Lewis. You know, they're on the sideline. And I'm sure Ohio State will have something similar. So Playmaker was talking about how he reached out to plenty of the Ohio State alumni. And they're like, he was like, bring me a Buckeye jersey because I'm going to need to put it on a trash can at the end of this game. So we'll see if it goes well. But yeah, Miami is definitely a big time dog.
Playing with house money, right?
Playing with house money for sure. I mean, ultimately, I'm going there to just hope that we can keep it close. And if we go into the fourth quarter and there's still a chance, I'll feel good about it.
Yeah.
I will absolutely feel good about it. And I know that the Buckeyes are they're a different beast.
No, when we do like, you know, big board breakdown and I talk about like seven Ohio State players going in the first round. Oh, maybe you have to trade up for the best one, you know, that kind of thing. I know the feeling what you're talking about there.
Which I'm excited to watch those guys. I mean, I will have my Cowboys goggles on tonight.
I tell you, Miami's got some guys
dudes,
too.
Both sides of the ball.
Yeah.
I mean, both defenses have a lot of players. So I cannot wait for that. And we'll get you a college football darty coming up at 2:40. G-Bag of the Day champion, Willie Bully top 10 list. We didn't get to it yesterday, so I still have the weirdest New Year's Eve drops from around the country.
I might just kind of let you not handle that.
You might dunk on it.
I might just decide to open up
the text for a segment, just go off the rails, chase some squirrels a little bit. I'm here for it, though, man. It's a mail it in final day of the year, as it has been all week. You know? So we're going to keep it light, keep it tight.
It's been fun.
It's been a lot of fun. Yeah, no question about it. Shout out to Wolchuk, Gavin Dawson. They will be back next week. But in the meantime, we're still picking up the pieces with the Trayvon Diggs stuff. And he hired David Mulugeta.
There he goes.
I like that.
Yeah.
He's like, all right, let me go get the best agent in the business.
You and I talked about that this morning. By the way, Love of the Stars up and running. We encourage you after the show to give it a listen.
Please do.
Yeah.
Please do.
Yeah.
Broke a lot of stuff down in regards to the Trayvon stuff.
So much about the Giants. We just kind of talked about a lot of things that were going on there.
Yeah, at this point, it's like, what are we doing? Like, what are you doing in Krusty's Corner today? Are you trying to break down the Giants for us? Is that what you're trying to do?
Hell no.
I mean, the Giants, man, they're looks like they're bringing back their GM.
Yeah. They absolutely are.
They're going to
let him hire the next coach.
That is a joke, bro.
All right, let me ask you a question then, since we have this. Do you have something important you need to talk about right now?
I don't have anything important other than going to the game tonight.
Yeah.
Okay?
That'll be fun. You got to give me a souvenir cup, by the way, if you can.
Ooh, okay,
if you would.
I'd be happy to.
I was hopeful that the fact that I helped you with the tickets, that you would bring me a souvenir cup.
Easy money.
But if it's a Dallas Cowboys souvenir cup, if they're trying to play that game,
they got to have a Cotton Bowl cup.
Yeah, I want a Cotton Bowl cup if you could pull that off.
No
I'd
problem.
Really appreciate that. When I say the word optics to you, what does the word optics mean to you?
Just like the visual perspective of something, what you can see with your eyes. This is what it looks like. It may not be what it is, but the optics can be good or bad in any given scenario, right? So the optics is the way you see something.
It's how the Dallas Cowboys are playing this game this weekend. It's an pregame, Broadus. This is an optics game.
That's what it is, huh?
It's an optics game. Their optics is the 8-8-1. As opposed to the 7-9-1. It's an optics game is what this is. And we'll see how much that Dak and starters and stuff play. Can they build a lead? No lead safe with this defense. You know how that goes. So, they might be, the Giants might storm back, that kind of thing.
Yeah, no lead is safe.
But no lead is safe. But I've been told this is, they're playing this game with optics in mind. That 8-8-1 is a different optics than what 7-9-1 is.
Well, what are the optics though after the game if you end up playing Dak and the starters the whole game
I know.
Jackson Dart pulls a Russell Wilson on you
and wins
and you don't get the butter walk off field goal in overtime and you get Jackson Dart celebrating on you.
I think that's very bad optics, and maybe that's the optics. Maybe that's the optics that Jerry Jones doesn't need to see. Or does he need to see when it starts to like, okay, I ain't going through this again.
Yeah, I think it's weird to say, but yes, I think the maybe the best outcome for this is is the Giants put up like 40 points.
That they try,
Dak plays the whole game, and this offense can't win it.
And you lose.
And you lose, and now Jerry really has to understand here, hey, this is not a laughing matter.
Yeah.
This isn't some 8-8-1, we were inches away, we could have been a 10-win team, we should have been in the dance. No, you guys have an unmitigated disaster on your hands, and you better fix it this offseason with more than just, hey, Javonte Williams and George Pickens are back. Yay.
How about my next question for you on this one? Has Brian Schottenheimer done a great job of getting 7 wins out of a team that statistically is as bad as any team in the NFL on defense?
Yes.
Is it amazing that they got 7 wins out of a defense that's ranked 32nd in majority of these categories?
It's pretty impressive. I mean, it's still only 7 wins.
But that's what I'm saying. Bad defense.
Yeah, historically bad defense, but you just beat the teams that you should have beat. Like, your most impressive thing you did was, I mean, the stretch beating the Eagles and the Chiefs, but you've seen how those two teams have really performed here. Yeah. That wasn't all that impressive. Like, tying the Packers the way you did when they were still playing really good football earlier in the season is maybe the most impressive thing. Like, you're losing to the Panthers. You're losing to the Cardinals.
Losing to the 0-2 Bears at the time.
Yeah. So it's,
you clearly turned the Bears season around.
You did, man. You did. The bag of spaghetti for the fan at Soldier Field, and the Cowboys were exactly what the Bears needed to go ahead and get that thing turned around. So, I mean, that they did what most of us thought they would do this year. Yeah. I mean, what was the line before the season? 7.5.
Yeah.
They were going to be a 7.5 win team. And most people were picking them to be like a 7 or 8 win team. So they went out there and they did about what you expected. I think we were talking about, oh my gosh, amazing job with this defense if you did win 9-10 games. Now you're going, wow, Shoddy, that is amazing, bro.
Yeah.
But they didn't do that. They did right what Vegas thought they would be, 7 or 8 win football team.
Kind of feeling like that they were going to be, when we started doing the win-loss thing, which we do in June, you know, because we're trying to do radio just to kind of get to training camp thing, or, you know, get to the Rangers pregame show. But we were kind of thinking 9-8 would be. I know myself was thinking, I looked at the schedule as really difficult. I think the schedule overall was difficult.
It was.
You were god-awful against the NFC North. I think 0-3-1 against the NFC North.
Yeah, you got punished by that division.
And then you were 2-2 against the AFC West, right? Beat Kansas City, beat the Raiders. Lost to Denver, lost to the Chargers.
Yeah.
You know. So you were 2-2 versus that. But yeah, it's just crazy. It's crazy how bad you were against the NFC North.
Yeah, I mean, you're still doing the thing where your record is being propped up by getting to play the Giants and the Commanders.
Yeah.
And then you split with the Eagles like you generally do.
Yeah.
But playing, so having those teams
you're gonna
in your
division.
You're
going to be 5-1. You're going to be 5-1 against the division this year.
5-1 in the division.
Yeah.
And that's going to be over half your wins.
Yeah.
That's just kind of the nature of who they are and what they do.
Sure.
So it is it's disappointing no matter what, and the way that they're trying to really get to this 8-8-1 is so frustrating.
Bro. Optics.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. It's garbage. Hey, we do say goodbye though, not us, but the Angels do. Did you see Anthony Rendon?
Oh, they
finally got the buyout.
Did he really? How much did that cost them? And how much money did it cost him total? In games that he played,
Yeah, but the breakdown of games would be interesting. I mean, it was a 7-year, $245 million deal with the Angels. It's one of the greatest deals that never took place with the Rangers.
Yeah.
I'll never forget that offseason thinking, Rendon.
We argued that a bunch, didn't we?
We sure did. And now he will be owed $38 million for the final year of his deal.
Wow.
But they agreed to just pay out that money over the next 3 to 5 years, basically. So they have more cash to go ahead and pursue some free agents here in the immediate. So basically Rendon, he will technically remain on the Angels roster for the 2026 season, likely to be placed on the 60-day IL at the outset of spring training. And then he's allowed to just stay in Houston. He doesn't have to be with the team at all. So he gets to collect the checks.
So he gets to sit out this entire year then, if he wants to?
Yeah, like he won't be a part of the team. His name will be on the roster.
So he'll be one of the 25?
They'll just keep him on. I mean, they'll just keep him on the IL stuff.
The 60 day.
Yeah, they'll just keep him there. Yeah. But he'll just get to be in Houston where he wants to be, collect the checks, and then I don't know. I don't know what his career looks like moving forward. But yeah, congratulations to him. One of the biggest rug pulls in baseball that I can remember here over the last decade or so. Just a disastrous contract, and it all finally comes to a bit of an end there with Anthony Rendon and the Angels. All right, just getting started here in the G-Bag Nation. Final day of the year. Let's hit you with the G-Bag of the Day champion and the Wooly Bully top 10 list of the day. The weirdest New Year's Eve drops from around the country. That's next.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
You're in the nation. All right, here we go. We got your G-Bag of the Day champion. We got your Wooly Bully top 10 list of the day. We have the Michigan and Texas Cheez-It Bowl going down right now. How about that? Bennett brought us in. He picks from the sidelines.
Yeah, Bennett's right down there. He's with Smokey the Cannon. So, yeah, if Texas scores a touchdown, I don't know the field goals. I think field goals, they fire the cannon, too. So if you're listening to the game and you hear the boom, young Bennett Broaddus is down there firing the cannon for the horns today. So he's excited. He's really in a good spot, man. He's sending me pictures from the game. It looks great.
I love it. I love it. All right, segment here in the G-Bag Nation is brought to you by the Frankels. If you have been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214-333-3333 with Frankel & Frankel. There is never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Frankel & Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Here's Lucius.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Can I be heard? Mic check 1, 2. Do I sound good to you, Mr. Broadus?
You sound outstanding, sir. Glad to have you back. I hope everything's okay at home.
Yeah, everything is great now. The cleaning crew, they just wrapped up. That's why I was kind of late today, running a little late.
All right.
They wrapped it on up. But, yep, now we're done. Now it comes for us to, you know, do what we have to do. But, yep. Yeah, we have modern amenities now in the Alexander residence.
Modern amenities.
All right, so our winner and champ of G-Bag of the Day so far, looks like you guys voted for Mr. Theo Vaughn. Taking a call?
Yes.
Yeah.
On his pod?
That's right.
All right, let's check this out.
Is it gay?
Okay, wait a minute. I'll leave for one day, bro. Oh, my God.
I blame Khaki Kevin for this one.
I'll leave for one day. The sentence starts off, is it gay?
Yeah,
well.
All
right,
here we go. Is it gay to sleep with a shirt but nothing below the waist?
Is gay to sleep with a dude? That's the real litmus test, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, I can smoke a bag of that. That's pretty much right.
Yeah.
Yeah, he nailed it, bro.
Yeah,
he nailed it,
dude. Yeah, that's a knowledge bomb right there.
Jeez.
That is too damn funny. The T-shirt with nothing downstairs. How often are we actually doing that?
That Winnie the Pooh vibes?
Yeah, the Winnie the Pooh
never
situation.
Because I don't want an emergency to jump off and I walk out there looking strange.
Yeah.
Right.
It happened to Bun B. He was taking a poo, and somebody broke into his house.
Oh, no.
So he had to grab his gun and, like, chase him down the street the whole time. He left his pants in the bathroom. Had to.
Oh.
Quicker to take off the pants and try to put them on, put the belt on, and all this other stuff. Just took them off. And he's running out there dangling with a gun, bro.
Oh, my God.
Unwiped.
Unwiped. That's unhinged.
That's crazy.
That is crazy. There's no
that's instincts.
That's like a police report that's describing that.
Yeah.
That is instincts right there. All right, there's your G-Bag of the Day champion, your one-time champ, and we will have a brand new batch of nominees at 5:30. Looking forward to that in the Expressway commercial free, leading you into LA Live for the final time in 2025. Right now, it is time for the Woolly Bully Top 10 List of the Day. By the way, with the Michigan and Texas game going on right now, so it looks like, according to ESPN, Bevo?
Yes, he's there.
He received a treat upon his arrival, courtesy of the Citrus Bowl organizers.
You get some Cheez-Its?
Yeah, did we pat them down first and make sure?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good question. Apparently, they reached out to Bark Avenue Bakery, a store in Orlando, which is where the game is taking place.
Yeah.
Specializes in gourmet treats for what they describe as furry friends, with a unique request that greeted co-owner Shannon Imbruglia when she arrived for work, birthday cake for a cow. So she did some digging before discovering the cow in question, of course, was Bevo. She whipped up a recipe involving applesauce, cinnamon, and a wheat flavor to create a 12-by-12-inch cake in the shape of a Cheez-It that ended up weighing close to 50 pounds.
All right.
So this dude got a cake that is roughly 50 pounds,
uh-huh.
And I guess it was in the shape and looked like a giant Cheez-It.
There we go.
We got to get some video of this. You got to ask Bennett, see if there's some video of him munching
right
on
now.
That thing.
Let me ask him right now.
It's a dangerous game to feed a freaking bull before the game. Like the amount of mess, is he on the cleanup crew as well? Does he have to scoop some of that?
No. Bennett's on the cannon crew. That the Silver Spurs are the responsible. Bennett was telling me when they took Bevo across the country, they had to stop every couple of hours and let him walk around. So like they had to find spots to like take him out of the trailer, let him walk around, let him do his business, and then load him back up. But Bennett says they kind of give him some medicine along the way. They give him some medicine.
Try so
what does that mean
up.
To stop him up?
Not medicine to stop
awful.
Him up. Not medicine to stop him up, but like that he doesn't go on a Bevo Rampage.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, oh, sedate right. him a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah,
keep
like
him calm.
Yeah, yeah, like he doesn't like go off on the field. So, yeah, the Silver Spurs are, they, yeah. I'll ask Bennett if he could get us, if maybe they got a picture, because he sent me some pictures. He's hanging out with the Silver Spur guys before the game. So I wonder if anybody got the Cheez-It cake. Well, if we do that, we'll get a picture of that for you.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, that'd be a lot of fun. Okay, we have the top 10 weirdest New Year's Eve drops from around the country. I didn't know this was a thing. I thought it was just the ball drops, right?
Yeah.
Like different cities, of course, New York is what jumps out to you. But apparently in a bunch of different random towns throughout the country, you have just some of the most ridiculous things you've ever heard. Like, for instance, this isn't even in the top 10. This is outside looking in. At number 12, an 800-pound peach drops in Atlanta, Georgia.
Yeah.
It's apparently one of the biggest New Year's Eve celebrations in the South. It draws more than 100,000 people every year.
Uh-huh.
From high atop a 138-foot tower, 800-pound peach lowers to the ground over a one-minute countdown into the new year. And, of course, that's the symbol of Georgia there, the peach. But
yeah.
That is crazy. 800-pound peach. I don't know what to, it's got to be some kind of, it's like a fake. It's not like a real, they're not steroiding up an actual peach.
No, this is like the ball in New York, I bet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You also have a big foam potato that's dropped in Boise,
Idaho. Yeah. Here
okay,
we go.
So you knew about that a little
yeah,
bit?
Yeah, knew about that one.
Yeah. That's usually about 40, 50,000 people. And then you get the fireworks show and everything like that.
Probably done like in like with snow flurries and stuff happening as well. Boise, this time of year, we're going to get a little snow. A little cold, a little snow. I just asked Bennett if he could send us the Cheez-It cake picture, if he's got one. Yeah, see if we can do some. And then we'll post it if we have to.
People are already texting in wanting to know about the broadest rant from yesterday. Yeah, I think that'll be one of the contestants.
Is it for
G-Bag of the Day today at 5:30. That was an outstanding ice machine rant there from Broadus.
I just would like ice. That's all I'm asking. I'm just asking for some ice. That's all I want.
You guys partying tonight, by the way? Is there anything going down? I mean,
I've got three options. I still haven't made my mind up on what I'm going to do with those options.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, I got a buddy DJing at a party called Lights All Night.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I can pop up on him.
Nice.
There's like a little family night, game night at my dad's house. I can always pop up on them.
Is that a dominoes game?
No, it's just whatever board games my little sister pulled out.
And it'll turn into karaoke, right, at some point?
100% will turn into karaoke, probably while we're playing.
Wait, I could see this being, like, super competitive in your family, though. I could see everybody kind of, like locking in. Like, nobody really wants to lose at this game.
They'll lock in at first, and once the margaritas keep on flowing, they'll start the daiquiri machine and everything. Yeah, they'll lose focus. They'll start making up their own rules. It gets crazy. Or I can just grab a pizza on my way home and sit at the house and watch the game. So I got three options.
Hey, that's three strong options right there.
Three options.
Why do I feel like you're going to take the pizza option?
How did I know that you were going to say that? How did I know that? Lucius, you know me so well,
Lucius
bro.
Lucius is going to get like some high-end specialty pizza, maybe some Stella.
Yeah, you know me so well.
Cigar.
Stogie, for sure.
For sure.
Is the New Year's Stogie, that's a top five Stogie, right?
That's a great thing.
Oh, that's a great thing, yeah. Absolutely.
Like puffing into the new year.
Yeah. Listen to the gunshots on the balcony.
Yeah.
Like, oh my gosh.
That's hard to beat,
bro. I'm living at Las Colinas.
But Lucius, we got Anderson Cooper and Andy Cohen back on tonight.
Yeah, my girl was like, yo, so I scheduled us a lemon party. I was like, no, you didn't.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, Don Lemon apparently is doing something online, too.
Oh, is he?
He's going out there and drinking. I don't know, man.
Don Lemon's wild.
It's funny, though, because Anderson Cooper wants nothing to do with it. He's like, and he's making him drink shots and all that stuff.
He gets silly.
He gets way silly on this thing.
The little goofy laugh came out and exposed him.
I do look forward to those clips every year. Usually G-Bag of the Day or LA Live will bring you some of that. Yeah. All right, let's see. Number 10 here, we have a giant wrench dropped in Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania.
I knew it was going to be Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Mechanicsburg. I didn't even know that was a real place.
Yeah.
That started back in 2003. But that's a real thing. Just a giant wrench that gets dropped down there.
Wrench.
We have the top 10 weirdest things that get dropped for New Year's Eve all around the country.
So all these have been kind of like in line with the city, what they're known for, or the state, you know?
It seems like, yes, like there's some sort of
potato.
Tie-in.
Yeah, there's a potato.
What would the DFW drop?
Oh, that's a great question.
I'm telling you what, Lucis, my favorite logo is that Pegasus downtown.
I do love that thing.
If they started that Pegasus thing up on top of some building and brought that thing down,
that would be sick.
That to me, that reunion tower, that the ball, that kind of, I mean, when I'm driving home after one of those 1 a.m. Cowboys postgame shows and driving into downtown, we have a cool looking downtown when it's lit up.
Especially when it has like themes.
Yeah. When they do the themes on the Omni Hotel and then they do the ball going, they've got things going on. But Pegasus, they need to drop that thing down. They need to put one up real high and then bring that down. That's kind of a Dallas landmark, I think.
Yeah, can anybody beat that? The Pegasus
that was
here.
Good, bro. Brian's been waiting for that question.
Yes, man.
No, I just
asked.
I told you.
thinking about that one.
We were talking about who could, Lucius, you were prepping. We were talking about who could imitate people on air of people who work here. And you were the top one of being able to imitate everybody.
Well, KNC's trying to put together like a fan event where the Tolos get to try and do like their impressions of
That's
us.
That's hilarious.
That would be a great.
Be a lot of RJ Choppies.
It'd be a lot of Choppies.
And then I think I could do Sean.
Brodus has Sean down pretty good.
Yeah.
But yeah, that would be a ton of fun. I put in for your Corey Majors though.
Yeah.
Like if I got one from you, it would be the Corey Majors. Let's see here. 877-881-1053. We have a gun being dropped in the DFW, according to the 214.
Oh, no. Do we really?
It's Texas.
Brisket Sandoz getting dropped.
The brisket Sando would be good. A brisket? You see a brisket coming down?
The brisket Sando.
Yeah, that would be
hard to beat.
Hard to beat.
We do know that. Let's see here. Now, at number 9, the weirdest things that get dropped across the country on New Year's Eve, a 3-foot pickle is dropped in Mount Olive, North Carolina.
Mount Olive. Never been there.
Me neither. We have a crab.
Okay, here we go.
Dropped.
Yep.
In Easton, Maryland.
I believe that. Yeah, why not?
Yeah, that's like 25 feet up in the air.
There you go. Yeah.
6 feet wide.
The crab?
Yeah. It's a big crab, bro.
Be a big crab, yeah.
Number 7.
T1
Pastry Chef Eric out there counting down. Get the rim.
Number 7. This is disgusting. A huge peep plummets in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. The peeps, like your Easter peeps, 85-pound, 4.5-foot peep descends from the sky. That is crazy. You have at number 6, a to-go cup is dropped in Savannah, Georgia.
Hysterical.
Yeah.
The tradition is a relatively new one. It started in 2013. It draws a huge crowd every year. The to-go cup is a reference to Savannah's law that permits adults to drink alcohol on the city streets so long as the booze is in a to-go cup.
Yeah.
So it's very specific. If you have the to-go cup, you're good.
Seems
so
very
they honor
New Orleans.
That. That's
very
pretty
New
impressive.
Texas fumbling the kickoff here. What are we doing?
What?
Yeah, we just fumbled the kickoff.
That's embarrassing. 3-3 right now in that game. 18 watermelons drop in Vincennes, Indiana.
Huh. They're saying why?
Let's see.
Aren't they out of season?
Oh, they have 7,000 acres of watermelon farms.
Oh. Okay. In Indiana?
Yeah.
I would have not have guessed that.
IN.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
IN is Indiana. I'm not
right.
screwing that yeah. up.
Right.
Okay, number 4. This is a goofy one. Guess where this goes. A drag queen is dropped in a giant high heel shoe.
This one would be probably Key West, Florida.
Wow, bro. Nailed it.
Yeah. Brodus been there, bro.
I'll tell you what, man.
Off at the top, baby. We been there, fam.
Don't
do us like that, dog.
Yeah.
Don't.
Well, remember about what happened in Vegas.
No. I'm telling you this. That Key West.
Yeah.
It's a wild place, man. There's a lot that goes on in there.
Jimmy Johnson?
Yeah.
Shirtless Jimmy Johnson? He's sipping on some beers?
He's in Isla Mirada, which is in that same area down the coast down there.
Okay.
The Keys is the furthest south you can get.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, their Mardi Gras parade, their Halloween parades, They've always got something going on crazy at that place.
Buck Wild.
Always something going on.
Well, that's a symbol of the insanity.
Yeah.
Number three here, we have bologna dropped in Lebanon, Pennsylvania, starting in 1996. 200-pound slab of bologna at the stroke of midnight.
But they hope they drop it onto a grill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fried bologna sandwiches are good.
Wasting that thing.
What are you doing, bro?
It's the home of the Lebanon bologna, I guess. So that's why they do it.
Yeah.
Okay. It's actually given to charity afterwards, so it doesn't go to waste. Somehow they take that 200 pounds of bologna and divot it up to the to some charities.
Like a Lucius good fried bologna sandwich or barbecue bologna.
That's good, man.
Lucius is right about that. Just bologna plain is bologna. Yeah,
right.
And you get barbecue that thing up, grill it up a little bit. Now you give it some character.
Number two, a ginormous ceramic flea drops in Eastover, North Carolina. that is crazy. Started at the Townsend Corporation in 2010. Flea drop is not a regional brand of flea dip for cats and dogs. I don't know. Weird one.
Yeah. If you got Lyme disease, it's kind of insulting.
That's definitely not a place you want to be. Number one, though, we have possums dropped in Tallapoosa, Georgia.
Sounds like chaos.
It's ridiculous, bro.
Possums.
Yeah, there it is. The weirdest things that drop to ring in the new year all around the country. Welcome into the G-Bag Nation for the final time in 2025. Let's hit you with the college football darty. Everything you need to know to get you set for the quarterfinal next year in the nation.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Happy hump day, ladies and gentlemen. We have your C-note coming up here at the top of the hour, but right now, let's crank open the darty.
Looky here. Mr. Cold Turkey put a mini booze bottle in his headset.
I've never filmed any of you guys when you're using the bathroom, so I don't know what faces you make when you're doing that.
Special teams, fucking joke.
I want them never to say our name again.
Well, I don't get they bring the head cold.
Lucius, grade the culinary experience that Bennett Broaddus just had at the Cheez-It Citrus Bowl.
Yeah, Bennett, he said he didn't get the Bevo picture, but what he says, Dad, I just ate a Cheez-It crusted chicken leg.
Oh, my God.
Is what he said.
Chicken leg?
A chicken leg.
Man.
Like you want that to be a turkey leg?
Yeah,
you
do.
Yeah.
Yeah, he said, yeah, Dad, I just ate a Cheez-It crusted chicken leg.
I'll give it a shot.
Yeah. I would definitely give it a shot.
I'd give it a shot, too.
Cheez-Its are one of those things that you open the box, and then you don't even realize that you've just punished an entire box.
Yeah. For sure.
You could just go forever on it. It's amazing. And that's the beauty of the bowl games, man. They pull out all the goofy tricks right there. Yeah. So I'm sure he's having a ball. Right now you have Michigan leading Texas
10-3
going into quarter number two. Yep. Epic touchdown catch there from a Michigan player.
Yeah.
And TCU with an amazing moment last night. I'll play that coming up at 3:20. But they had a great walk-off overtime touchdown that was next level.
USC,
yeah, in the Alamo Bowl. But we do have the college football quarterfinals going down. It's crazy how cheap some of these tickets are. Like, the get-in price tonight, like, you could go see Miami and Ohio State for, like, just over $30 if you wanted to just get in the building.
Yeah, is that a standing room situation?
Yeah, that would be, I would imagine, or just the furthest nosebleed seat up in the
400s,
rafters.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oregon, Texas Tech, Orange Bowl in Miami. For $50, you can get in the building to watch that game. Indiana and Alabama, the Rose Bowl.
Oh, the weather's supposed to be horrendous.
Yeah, I got the weather report there, and that's going to play a huge role in that game. $117, you can get in the door in that game. And then for the Sugar Bowl, Georgia and Ole Miss, $220 is the get-in price.
See, that's,
so that's a little bit more. But, I mean, okay. $30-plus, $50-plus, you can go see some of these games. It's pretty crazy.
You know why the Sugar Bowl one is the highest? Do you have a feeling on that one?
Why the Sugar Bowl is the highest?
Yeah. Think about it for a minute.
Is it I'm trying to think about where that game...
It's played in New Orleans.
Oh, that's why, because it's proximity. Just proximity. You it's got plenty of Georgia and Ole Miss fans
if
over
you're,
there.
If you're a Mississippi fan, you do not... And this is a nightmare for the Sugar Bowl, because what happens is it doesn't... Like, when LSU used to play in this game in the Sugar Bowl, no fans show up at the hotels.
It's a home game for everybody.
It's a home game. So what happens is you got these fans at Mississippi, they could drive over the day of the game
right. And
not have to deal with hotels and all that stuff. So yeah, that's why theirs is probably a little higher, because the fan base is just, yeah, we're just going to make the trip over from Mississippi and go to New Orleans, park the car, get back in after the game and head on home.
You know? Crazy, dude. Yeah, I didn't even consider that aspect.
Proximity, too, to Atlanta is not a bad drive either for those Georgia fans. They're probably more willing to stay and get the rooms and stuff, but the Mississippi fans aren't going to buy those rooms.
Well, when it comes to the Rose Bowl, this is Indiana and Alabama, and this is going to be
Alabama.
A historically sloppy...
Can't run the ball.
They can't run the ball. I think that's going to be a huge problem for them, because when you look at it right now, rain expected.
Oh, wait
to...
a minute. They're showing the chicken legs. Lucius, look at this.
I'm looking at
this. This is what Bennett had.
I'm looking at it. They can't get past me.
Yeah.
I seen it before you seen it, bro. Something looks real crispy on television.
That's a good, got good size to it.
Yeah, it does. Yes.
That, yeah. I would have thought that was a turkey leg.
Yeah. That thing looked pretty. It was like almost like fried chicken.
Yeah.
With the Cheez-It crust.
With the Cheez-It crust.
They might have done something with that. That should be here to stay.
That was a large chicken.
That might need to be. That was a big chicken.
Let's be some Walmart chicken.
Let's get rather juicing
some steroids up
juicing them things.
Respectfully,
we do need to see that. We might need to see that at the state fair next year. Like, we got to start putting plans together. You know what I mean? Never too early. Okay, so, yeah, it's going to be, I mean, rain not only expected to make...
And this is so rare for what's about to happen.
It is, because the Rose Bowl in Pasadena, that is...
The pristine setting of college football.
It's the most beautiful way to watch a game that you could ever imagine.
San Gabriel Mountains in the background and all
and
that.
I think it's going to end up being pretty sloppy. Like, even the morning's Rose Parade will be a mess. Weather forecasts are calling for significant rain showers tonight and into tomorrow. Rain potentially tapering off by the afternoon, yeah. But parts of Southern California are going to be falling under a slight risk of excessive rainfall for tomorrow, with a threat of flash flooding in some areas.
So the game might be dry, right? Is what you're saying?
There could be. I don't know that it's going to be consistently raining throughout the game, but in lead up and probably at parts during the game, you're going to get some precipitation. So it's going to get probably pretty sloppy, and that favors Indiana in a big way.
Yeah.
Indiana can run the football. Like, they're over 200 yards per game on the ground, and that's been one of Alabama's biggest issues is offensively. Mm-hmm. Ty Simpson, please save us.
Yeah.
And I don't know that he can consistently do that versus this Indiana defense, especially if you're going to factor in wet ball drills and all that kind of stuff.
When you look at the two quarterbacks, is the most pressure on Simpson in this game?
Yes, because Mendoza doesn't have to be Mr. Touchdown Everything Texas. For them. Texas get a little touchdown?
Yeah, Texas went for it on fourth and one.
Fire the cannon!
Yeah,
here we go,
Bennett. They might show it here. Get ready. Young Bennett brought us. Oh, they're not going to show. He's probably over eating the chicken leg.
Yeah. Yeah, he's got grease fingers right now. He's slipping on the cannon.
Yeah. Yeah.
You say it's going to rain tomorrow during that game?
Yeah.
During the parade?
Yeah, the parade.
Oh, here we go.
Sure is.
Yeah.
Oh, so darn cool.
I don't know what happened there. They didn't load it. What are they doing?
I saw his chin, but they didn't get the pull in time.
I tell you what, I think what's going on there is they probably fired it and they're getting ready for the next one. And the extra point after. And then the kickoff thing like that.
Because he was panicking on the trigger, old boy, right there.
Yeah,
he was loading up the bullets.
Yeah, that was Bennett. That was Bennett's assistant there. I mean, Bennett's the oldest guy. He's the senior guy. This is a brand new crew. So he's breaking them in. He's breaking in the next crew members is what he's doing right now. So yeah, he's excited about this. But yeah, there we go.
You got the Manning family.
They're all up in there. Look at that. All right.
I love it, dude. But yeah, it's going to be sloppy. It's going to be ridiculous. I actually have a funny clip if you want to play it here,
that's
Lucius.
That's sad because I think we got two high schools from North Texas going to be out there in the parade.
Oh, no, they're marching.
I think it's Allen and Marcus or something like that.
Oh, no.
Yeah, be paying attention. The bands be popping up.
Wow. I didn't even know that was the case. That is a bummer, dude. Because, yeah, that's supposed to be a beautiful – like when you book the Rose Bowl, you're thinking this is going to be the time of your life. Great weather. Unbelievable.
We kind of always make the – we always had the statement, oh, they ought to play the national championship every year in the Rose Bowl. Because it does.
It's like just picture perfect.
When it turns nighttime there, I mean, the field looks great. The lights, everything about it is just beautiful.
That's an all-time bucket list thing you talk about, like raising the Lombardi trophy, kissing the trophy, having the big rose horizontally biting the stem as the confetti's falling down. Yeah. Are you kidding me? Mm-hmm. That's an all-time moment. We'll hear from Mendoza and some other college football clips at 3:20. But that's it for your Darty today. Let's go ahead and get you the C-note. Plenty of Cowboys conversation to be had. Some of the defensive coordinator stuff, I think me and Broadus can have a good discussion on that.
Yeah.
And some more fallout from the Trayvon Diggs release yesterday. That's all coming up next here in the Nation.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You know Graybar for electrical parts, but there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better. Because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.